That's the Daily Dispatch, in discussion with Darren Mann.
Headlines in today's Daily Dispatch. COVID graft. SIU calls for criminal action. The investigative unit wants a host of Eastern Cape officials prosecuted over dodgy pandemic contracts. For more on this story and others, go to dispatchlive.co.za. Some very disturbing footage doing the rounds on social media this week, the subject of a story on dispatchlive.co.za as well. It involves a senior ANC councillor from the Amatole District Municipality who was assaulted and dragged, kicking and screaming, from her office by armed men on Monday. The chaotic scenes, captured on video, took place at the district's headquarters in Chislehurst, East London. The victim was Strategic Planning and Management Portfolio Committee head Nanziwe Rulashe. Pleased to say she joins us on the Daily Dispatch in discussion today. Thank you for your time, Mrs. Rulashe. A very traumatic experience by all accounts that you've been through. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much, Darren. I can't be like saying how am I feeling. I'm still that Nanziwe that was dragged on the 24th. There is no improvement. But what is happening day in, day out, is like traumatizing me.
Ma'am, can you just talk us through what happened? You were sitting at your desk in your office. Two men came in. What did they say?
It's not starting there, Darren. We just have to be honest when we deal with this matter, and so that people understand what transpired and what had happened. I'm attending a stretch since I'm a portfolio head of strategy planning and management of the institution. Firstly, I'm invited by the HOD, which is head of the department administratively. She's inviting me to attend a departmental strategic session.
Okay.
Whereby I'm supposed to be the chairperson of that meeting. As you know, that being a portfolio head, you are the chair of the department. But she invites me, and she invites me in my department. I know nothing about the department. Two, I've been crying to meet her. I've been sending her letters that we must meet so that I understand the department. I was a portfolio head of health. Now I'm elected to be nominated to be one of the MMCs of that department.
Right.
All other portfolio heads and HODs have met, they understand their department. But now I'm this only portfolio head that she's not giving direction. So it starts there. It starts from the meeting, where in the meeting I become a visitor. In the meeting that I'm supposed to be knowing, because being an MMC, you're supposed to know your department, because tomorrow you would ask me things about my department and I would say I don't know. The political party that has sent me there, tomorrow it will say that you are having 100 days in the office. Give us a report about your department. And I will be this councillor who would not know anything. Down where people voted for me, when people want services, and I won't know. Because remember that people don't know her. They know politicians, because you would remember municipality, it's a political institution. Even though we're having administrators, because they are there to make sure that they implement what we take decisions of, as we are decision makers. So now she becomes the chairperson of the meeting, she becomes the program director, she becomes everything. I'm like a visitor in the meeting, and then she's giving me a platform to talk. That's when I said, no, we cannot do things like this. I'm having 55 days. It's the first time to be seeing the official senior management of my department. Even her, I don't know her. I've never sat with her. Because even in yourself, you're having your senior managers. You sat with your senior manager. You sat whoever your editor, if you are an editor, whoever is senior than you, you sat with her or him. And then you took each other. This is what you're going to do, Darren. So I have that problem with her. And then when I said, let's have a one-on-one meeting, 11 o'clock, let us adjourn, which is 10:45. Let's adjourn the meeting. Let's have a one-on-one. Let's sit down and plan
right
about this meeting that we're going to have. Then now she's answering phone in and out and doing that. She came back to me saying that she's having a mandate from the municipal manager that she must proceed with this meeting, whether I like it or not. And I was so shocked. I said, that is not going to happen. Not as long as I'm still a portfolio head, yes. You can't be a politician, whereas you're not a politician. After that, there's a call from the mayor that is saying the same thing, that she must proceed. I'm saying, no, she's not a politician. And I've been reporting to you, mayor, that she is not giving me time to talk to her. She's not giving me time to sit down with her so that she can give me the understanding of the department, because she is employed and I'm deployed. Politically, I must know things as she knows. You get what I'm saying? There are things that I must know of the department. Now she's running away to give me the information of the department. That's where it started. Then I went to my office waiting for her for 11 o'clock. Now, while I'm waiting for her, then there are these so-called securities that are coming, saying that I must go out of the institution. And I'm asking Haigo, who are you to be telling me that I must go out from the institution being a counselor? They are saying that she told me that she's the head of the security, that lady, by Pelele Piti.
Excuse me, I'm going to interrupt, but just so I understand fully. So your own security, this is your own security?
Security of the municipality.
Municipality security, yeah.
Because she's saying that she's the head of the security in the municipality. Then it means that she's also my security, because once you are the head of the security in the institution, it means that everyone in the institution, you make sure that everyone in the institution is safe. So now I'm shocked to have a head of the security that is coming to say that he's going to take me out of the institution by force, whereas I am the employer. Remember that being a councillor, you are the employer of each and every employee that is there.
These two men, and I understand there was a lady as well with them, they come into your office. What do they say to you? And when did they first touch you and start assaulting you?
Now, they said, as you can hear on the videos, I've interviewed them saying that, who are you? Then those two guys didn't say, who are they? The lady who said just then, and then they said to me, and I asked them, what is it that you want from me? They said, you are coming here to take you out. We want you to take, you are from this office. And I said, Haibo, take me out. And I was like shocked. And then it's the time where I said, I am not going to go out. If you can hear the lady saying that we're going to take you out by force. That's what she said. We're going to take you out by force. And I said, oh, okay, you're going to take me out by force. And then I said, I folded my arms. That's when now they are coming. If you are going to see their video, it's going to be interrupted. That's when they come. And then they fought me and are like putting me down, like, by fist, putting their knees on top of me, like I'm like struggling. I'm fighting. I'm not gonna go out of this office. I'm not gonna go out. So in all of them now, it's five men. It's no longer three. It's five. They are coming. They are dragging me out like that, like a bag of meal.
I cannot believe that this was happening in a municipality offices, ma'am. I really can't believe it. I'm so sorry. I think at this point it would be best if we leave the interview with Ms. Nanziwe Rulashe. We fully understand she's still traumatized by events earlier this week. Senior ANC councillor from the Amatole District Municipality, she was assaulted and dragged kicking and screaming from her office by armed men on Monday. We can confirm that five people have been arrested in connection with this incident by the South African Police Services. We wish you all the best. The idea of going back to work must be absolutely horrific and terrifying. Mrs. Rulashe, we appreciate your time and sharing your story with us on the Daily Dispatch in Discussion today.
That was the Daily Dispatch in Discussion with Darren Mann.